birthday greetings from a lecture theatre. Let's start at the beginning, what poems aren't. They don't get old and die like trees. You can't ignore them as you do your parents just because they've nattered on at you and fussed away like that since you were very small. No, poems aren't like that at all. Perhaps they're more like famous buildings, those castles you've seen on trips you never chose. They may fall down one day, but even then something remains. Foundations, stones. The men who built them can't be quite forgotten. There remains some trace for later folks to share. Maybe that's part of it. There's something shared between you and the poet. Someone has dared to write down his ideas, and you've read them, added your feelings in your head, and that's the poem, the picture that it draws inside your head, unique itself, all yours. You see, whoever wrote the poem or when, it's you it speaks to. First you read it, then it brings to mind your memories, thoughts. And so of all the people who'll have seen it, no one will have read it just the same as you, which makes the poem, however old, quite new. But that's the easy bit. Consider now that you grow up and change with time, and how you see new places, understand new thoughts. The woman, once the little girl in shorts, may read the same poems that she used to then to find them changed. She's made them new again. So all your different birthdays stretch ahead, and each one changes you. So in your head will be worlds I won't understand. And yet, though this poem changes too, for nothing's set in stone, it brings you, little girl or aging dame, love and a happy birthday, every year the same.